The title of today's short podcast is Stop Scaring Me with Real Information. You know, you've probably heard this from some people, maybe relatives or friends or whoever, when you try to inform them about something that's actually happening, like, for example, you know, India halting exports of some wheat and rice and crop failures and food nationalism and fertilizer shortages and so on. And they'll have a variety of responses. Sometimes they'll say, well, what are your sources? Or other times they'll say, well, I don't believe you. Or they'll say, stop scaring me. Stop being negative. But really what they're saying, it all boils down to really one thing, which is stop scaring me with real information. What they're saying underneath that is that they would rather be told comfortable lies. And comfortable lies are what corporate media features. And that includes Fox News, too. So CNN, Fox, MSNBC, it's all about comfortable lies. And that's what makes the masses feel okay, like there's still hope in their way of life so that they don't ever have to think about, you know, expending much effort or giving up all of the incredible privileges of this abundant life that they've enjoyed for, well, their entire lifetime, probably. Because America's been running on debt, the world has. And so food has been cheap, fuel has been cheap, consumer goods have been really, really cheap because America's been printing money and basically exporting debt in exchange for the importation of energy and consumer goods and fertilizer and things like that. So yeah, life has been easy for all of the lives of most people living today, but it's been an artificial bubble this entire time. And so the comfortable lies are being shattered. And when you peel that away, what you get are uncomfortable truths. Uncomfortable truths like, oh, food prices are going to double in the next year. And perhaps fuel as well. Well, it will rise significantly. Uncomfortable truths like your dollar currency is headed for the trash heap of history, and it will one day be worth exactly zero. Nothing. You know, uncomfortable truths like the fact that Joe Biden and his handlers are deliberately trying to dismantle America's energy infrastructure in order to create economic collapse, famine, destitution, and, of course, a giant emergency, that it's all being done on purpose. And, you know, one after another, uncomfortable truths like SARS-CoV-2 was an engineered bioweapon, that the vaccines were never really vaccines. They were gene alteration programs, or, you know, gene therapy, as it's called, to be installed in people in order to cause infertility and death, and on. But again, when the mainstream people who have been so brainwashed, when they encounter these ideas, they react with horror. Oh, stop scaring me with real information. Now, what's incredible about these people is they think that if there are large numbers of people who believe the same lies that they do, then they think that that makes their lies truths, right? So if the whole country says that Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation, whatever that means, or if the whole country says that Trump colluded with Russia to rig the 2016 election, then these people believe it just because there's just the sheer numbers of people, they say, well, it must be true. But of course, they're forgetting the very important principle is that mobs not only can be delusional, but large mobs of clueless people usually are delusional. In fact, beware of anything that the vast majority believe. Not that everything is false, but if the vast majority are pushing it in a kind of religious fervor, you know, like you must wear a mask, you must take a vaccine, you must show the Ukrainian flag on your Facebook page, right? You must do this, you must hate Trump, whatever. Be very wary of that. Be very skeptical, because they're zealots and that's their religion. Or I guess now they're pushing, you know, abortion or gun control. Like screaming, we must disarm everybody but keep killing babies, you know. Think about how insane that is. But of course, mobs have no sanity. Mobs have no rationality. Mobs are irrational, dangerous, and lacking the very things upon which modern civilization was built. You know, reason, cause and effect, evidence, facts, and so on. And that's why the mob cannot recognize facts when you present facts to them. So here's a little bit of advice. You can take it or leave it, but my take on it is I reach people with real information about what's happening in the world, whether it's a financial collapse that's coming or how to grow food or, you know, how to protect yourself with self-defense or problems with the food supply or what's happening in Europe, the end of the dollar that's coming, whatever it is. Some of it's positive, some of it's negative. A lot of it is based on self-reliance. I reach people with information that's real. I do not concern myself with whether or not a particular person is cognitively capable of handling that real information at this point in time. So I waste zero time arguing with people who say, well, show me your sources or whatever. And I've heard other people, other channels really complaining, getting really drawn into these arguments and debates with some of their trolls and so on. It's a complete waste of time. There's no point in it. People either get it or they don't. And if they don't get it, they're probably going to die. That's their choice. You know, I mean, you help those you can. You try to save as many lives as you can. You try to empower people to the best of your ability. And when there are those who refuse to take on any of this truthful information, well, that's their problem. And there's really nothing else you can do about it. So don't concern yourself with people who claim to be scared about real information and they want to be lied to. I'm not going to lie to people just to make them feel comfortable. I'm going to tell them the uncomfortable truths because that's the way to help people survive. That's my take on things anyway. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. And you can find more of my podcasts at brighteon.com as well as my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.